Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that Israel had deliberately tried to undermine UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees, for political reasons. It comes after an independent review of the organisation, which was set up after Israel alleged 12 staff were involved in the October 7th attacks, has found that neutrality issues persist and has made recommendations to improve communication and oversight. But on the specific allegations of complicity in the Hamas-led attacks, the report said that Israel has not provided the authors with evidence. Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is currently in Egypt and set to visit the Rafah crossing into Gaza a little bit later on today. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Elaine Loughlin, who's the Irish Examiner's political editor, who is with the Taoiseach on this trip and is reporting on it. Elaine, thank you for joining us. Strong criticism from the Taoiseach of Israel's position on UNRWA. What more did he have to say today about that?
Yes, Claire, and we are currently in transit on the way to Rafah as we speak, so apologies for any break in the line. But strong words, certainly, in that press conference with the Egyptian Foreign Minister, Sami Shoukry, during which the Taoiseach said and warned that the figures that are coming out, the death toll that's coming out of Gaza currently, is probably underreported. He said that he fears that much, much worse will be uncovered under the rubble when people get in to Rafah, and that's both the political community and international journalists. And he actually made a plea to allow international media into the Palestinian enclave to bear witness to what is going on at that point, or currently, and what has been going on in Gaza for over the past 6 months.
Now, we know that there has been an issue around the delivery of aid and aid being able to access Gaza, but Micheál Martin raised the issue specifically of Irish aid deliveries, that some of that can't get through and is not getting through.
Yes, and Micheál Martin came directly from a Foreign Affairs Council meeting in Luxembourg yesterday to Egypt. And I know that during that meeting, foreign ministers were briefed on the types of things that are not getting through the border right now, that are being stopped, trucks are being searched, and items are being taken off. And in some instances, there was an Irish aid package full of tents. The tarpaulin was let through, but the poles were not. And it's very basic items that, for whatever reason, are not being allowed across. And I think Micheál Martin, in the coming hours, when he meets with UNRWA members, including the director of UNRWA for Gaza, Scott Anderson, will want to go through that and maybe get a first-hand briefing of the difficulties in getting what is deemed essential aid across the border, and maybe what can be done politically to try and overcome that impasse.
All right, Elaine, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Elaine Loughlin, the Irish Examiner's political editor. Back after this.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.